USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Calls for new laws in New York State after a series of anti-Semitic attacks recently, including one on Saturday that left five Jewish people injured when a man burst into a rabbi's house during a Hanukkah party and started stabbing people. The governor of New York, Democrat Andrew Cuomo, is now proposing a new domestic terrorism law for the state of New York. Meanwhile, Ed Day is the county executive in Rockland County where the attack happened.
We are fighting back as a community, as a county. We are fighting back regardless of what the motivations are, regardless of what the investigations reveal. The fact of the matter is we cannot sit around and do nothing.
Heavy snow is starting to leave the Midwest, heading east to New England. Heavy rain will be heading to the Mid-Atlantic. And this is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Less than 3 seconds after a gunman starts opening fire inside a church near Fort Worth, Texas on Sunday morning, two parishioners allowed to carry concealed weapons opened fire on the gunman, killing him dead.
This team responded quickly, and within 6 seconds, the shooting was over.
The gunman did take two lives before he was killed. They're still looking into his possible motive. The ball in Times Square used to ring in the new year is being tested shortly. The ball is capable of displaying over 16 million different colors. It'll be sent up and down a pole to make sure it's good to go. Also, teacher Jared Fox and some students recognized for their innovative ideas on climate change are going to be on hand to be honored as well. Each year, officials honor a different person or group during the New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. That often gets lost in the hoopla. But this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New York City's getting ready to ring in the new decade, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The iconic crystal ball, which will descend in New York City's Times Square on Tuesday night to usher in the new year, arrived for its big setup on Friday. The ball, 12 feet in diameter and weighing 12,000 pounds, is covered with 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles and will travel down a pole for 1 minute until it reaches an electric sign that will illuminate 2020 at precisely midnight on New Year's Day. Known as the ball drop, the festive ceremony has been conducted annually since 1907, with the exception of 1942 and 43 to observe wartime urban blackouts. Visitors will be able to write wishes for the new year on confetti, which will be released during the ball drop.
Kanye West is celebrating the one-year anniversary of his Sunday service program with a visit to L.A.'s Skid Row. Yesterday, West visited the Union Rescue Mission in downtown L.A. to hold his weekly program, and he brought along the Sunday Service Choir. And the latest Star Wars film, The Rise of Skywalker, still number one at the North American box office, pulling in another $72 million over this weekend. That brings its haul so far to nearly $362 million. Number two movie this weekend, Dwayne Johnson and Kevin Hart's Jumanji: The Next Level. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.